I'm joined with Keith and Charlene Barr, program coordinators for MCC Appalachia and the program Sharing with Appalachian People. Charlene, Keith, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So tell me about Sharing with Appalachian People, or SWAP.
Well, the program is actually in its 35th year of operation. The first year was 1985. It's mainly a summer program, although we have expanded into fall and spring options as well. It's a service and learning program of Mennonite Central Committee Great Lakes, is the region. And it's a home repair ministry that serves low-income families, focusing on issues of safe, warm, and dry in their housing. Using the efforts of volunteer groups and many volunteers, SWAP addresses some of the substandard housing in several counties of the southeastern Kentucky and southern West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The participants work with and for local clients in the name of Christ, sharing the message of God's love and building relationships that serve to enrich all involved as they work to improve their housing conditions.
How do you identify people that need assistance staying safe, warm, and dry? Do they come to you, or do you have community partners that help you identify those folks?
We work with community partners. MCC likes to do that. Some of us are not from the area, so in a sense we're outsiders, but we work with local partners in each of our locations, and that helps to open the door for access to identifying clients that need our services. We try to work with low to very low income people that would normally not have the ability or accessibility to work with hiring contractors. We don't come into an area to compete in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth is another way that people are referred to us.
Safe, warm, and dry, what does that mean? What kind of work do you do for these low-income people in fixing up their homes?
Well, it covers a large area. Safe would identify issues like holes in the floor or unsafe structural conditions, maybe even accessibility to the house. Warm, of course, is pretty self-explanatory, but it has to do with insulation and trying to make the homes much easier to keep the homeowners comfortable. And dry, of course, that usually deals with roofs and the protection that they have over top of their homes. So we do that kind of work as well. And we do work with a lot of accessibility issues, handicap ramps or those types of things as well.
So what does that mean for these people that you go out and help? Does it change their lives?
Well, I'll tell you a brief story of Charlene and I actually used to work in the West Virginia location for about 8 years. So we had an experience, one of our first experiences the first summer that we were working there, was an elderly lady who had big challenges in trying to have keep her house, actually it was a mobile home, trying to keep that warm. And it was very difficult for her. So when we first met her, she wasn't even asking for very much, but what we found out, we identified many different things that needed to be done to make that mobile home safe, warm, and dry for her. And long story short, we did quite a bit of work there, but I remember that a year later we went to visit her, because we usually build a relationship with our homeowners, and her health had improved, her home looked great, her daughter had come in and helped to redecorate, so it was just like a huge transformative experience for her as well as for us. But it was a delight to see that, how much of a difference that these things can make for these people.
That's amazing. It's like the environment changes the person.
Exactly.
It does.
You know, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
If people want to volunteer to help fix up people's homes, build relationships with them, how can they do that? What kind of volunteers are you looking for?
We're really open to anybody. We've had young, typically we focus on 15 years old or older because of the type of work that we do. But we often have taken in families with younger children There are many, many things to do, and because we emphasize building relationships, you know, everybody can have, you know, something valuable to do. We've had folks in their 80s and 90s even come and work with us.
So, oh, wow.
We're really kind of open to everybody. There's something for everybody to do. But our main focus is construction, so we're usually happy to have some people that have that kind of experience and definitely have you know, good physical strength for that kind of work.
How does this whole process change the volunteers that you work with?
It has a dramatic change on a lot of our volunteers, especially we've seen it in the youth. The youth leaders will often tell us later that the swap experience was a life-changing experience for them. And we've also heard that from the parents of our summer staff. They've said that the experience of a full summer working with SWAP has changed their sons or their daughters in ways that we had never imagined.
What we call that's why we call it transformative, mutually transformative relationships.
And the great thing is it's not just on one, but it's on everybody that's involved, the homeowners, the community, the volunteers, and our staff.
Keith and Charlene Barr, program coordinators for MCC Appalachia and Sharing with Appalachian People, thank you both so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our work here.
It's been a pleasure.